Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "The inevitable. What is the inevitable? And what will make you know what the inevitable is?" Welcome to Before the Trumpet. I am Shu'aib and I'm pleased to take you on a journey through the texts of the Quran and Sunnah, tracing the signs that lead to the final hour and events of the inevitable. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وبعد. Welcome back to our series on the علامات الساعة, the signs before the end of times. Alhamdulillah, we have thus far covered some of the major signs as well, the appearance of Dajjal and the descent of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and the coming of the Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Now, as for the rest of the signs, in exactly which order these signs are going to appear, of course, there is a difference of opinion. Nonetheless, we will continue to mention each one of these signs with the details that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has provided for us from the Ahadith al-Nabawiyya. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah has mentioned these ahadith, and some, not much, but some of these details that he has underlined on his own also. So we have now the next sign, not necessarily in order, but another sign, that another one of the tribulations that is going to take place before the final hour is the destruction of the Kaaba. Before the end of time, a man by the name of Dhus-Sawiqatayn, this man will come from Habasha, from Abyssinia. This man will destroy the Ka'batullah al-Sharifa, and the ulama have written he will do so in order to steal the treasure of the Kaaba, which we know will happen also before the end of times, and to steal the Kiswa, which is the cloth covering over the Ka'batullah al-Sharifa. The Ka'batullah al-Sharifa, we know, situated in Mecca, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, built by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the foundations of which were laid by Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, حَتَّى إِذَا فُتِحَتْ يَأْجُوجُ وَمَأْجُوجُ وَهُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ حَدَبٍ يَنْسِلُونَ. In Surah Al-Anbiya, the 21st chapter of the Holy Quran, in verse number 96, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, until the Gog and Magog, until the Ya'juj and Ma'juj are let through, in other words, that barrier that has been set up there for them. So Ka'b al-Ahbar said that Dhus-Sawiqatayn, in the tafsir of this ayah, he will first emerge at the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam at the head of a vanguard between 700 and 800 people. Now, while these people are marching towards Dhus-Sawiqatayn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a breeze. This breeze will come from the direction of Yemen, and this will take the soul of every single believer. And after the souls of the believers have been taken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this wind, only the worst of people will be left. And these people will begin to copulate like animals. So Ka'b said, at that time, the hour will be close at hand. At that time, after the breeze takes the soul of the believers, and only the most wicked and evil of people are left on the earth, that is when we know the final hour will be very close. The Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, لَا تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ إِلَّا عَلَى شِرَارِ النَّاسِ, that the hour will not come except that it will come on the worst, on the most wicked and evil of people. Another hadith, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah has recorded this hadith on the authority of Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu anhu, who said that I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam say, Dhus-Sawiqatayn from Abyssinia, he will destroy the Kaaba and he will steal its treasure and its kiswa. It is as if I could see him now. The Prophet ﷺ would sometimes describe something to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and he would mention to them, it is as if I see that happening before my eyes now. The Prophet ﷺ said this when he described to them what it is going to be like when Dhus-Sawiqatayn from Abyssinia will destroy the Kaaba and steal its treasure in Kiswa. And then he described to us what this man from Habasha will look like. The Prophet ﷺ said that he is bald-headed and he has a distortion in his wrists. He will strike the Kaaba with his spade and with his pickaxe, and brick by brick it will be destroyed. And Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he also mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, leave the people of Habasha alone. Leave them, leave the Abyssinians alone, so long as they do not disturb you. Because no one will recover the treasure of the Kaaba except Dhus-Sawiqatayn, who will himself be from Habasha. He will hail from Abyssinia. And this was mentioned by Abu Dawood rahimahullah in his Sunan. In another hadith, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah mentions this one as well. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, it is as if I can see him now. And this tells us that these are inevitable signs. This is something that is definitely going to take place. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam illustrates this for us. And again, he gives us now an even more clearer, or perhaps another description. He says he is black and his legs are widely spaced, and he will destroy the Kaaba stone by stone. Another hadith, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, is also mentioned in his book on the end of times, that the Prophet ﷺ said, the hour will not come until a man from Qahtan appears and rules the people. Though this hadith is mentioned Qahtan, this man could possibly be Dhus-Sawiqatayn, who is referred to in this hadith, or because this man comes from Qahtan, it could be somebody else. Though there are other reports with us that tell us Dhus-Sawiqatayn, some of which have been mentioned earlier, will be from Habasha, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Moving forward, in another hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is also reported to have said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, day and night will not come to an end. In other words, the final hour will not come until a freedman called Jahjah holds sway. So when the ulama wish to reconcile between this hadith and the other ahadith in which the name of the person from Habasha who will destroy the Kaaba brick by brick, whose name is being given as Dhus-Sawiqatayn, in order to reconcile, they say perhaps the name of Dhus-Sawiqatayn is also Jahjah. It is possible that he is also named Jahjah. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu reported that he heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam say, the people of Mecca will leave, and only a few people will pass through Mecca. Then it will be resettled and rebuilt. Then the people will leave it again, and no one will ever return. This was the hadith of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. So Madinatul Munawwara will remain inhabited at the time of Dajjal, but the people of Mecca will leave. And if we find in the Sahih hadith, which we've already stated earlier as well, that Dajjal will not be able to enter Mecca and Madinatul Munawwara, that there will be angels at the gates of Mecca to ward him off and to prevent him from entering any one of the two holy cities. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, neither the Dajjal nor plague will be able to enter Medina. And in the episode on the emerging or the coming of Dajjal, these ahadith were mentioned there as well. So Dajjal, we know, will camp outside of Medina, and Madinatul Munawwara will be shaken by three tremors. And every hypocrite and every sinner will go out to join Dajjal, and every believer and Muslim will stay there in Madinatul Munawwara. And this day on which these tremors take place, and the munafiqeen and the disbelievers, the sinners, will be taken out from Madinatul Munawwara, they will choose to leave. They will leave as a result of the three tremors that take place, has been referred to as Yawmul Khalas. the day of purification. And most of those who go out to join Dajjal will be women. As the Prophet ﷺ said, that before the end of times, they will be joined. Dajjal will be joined by many, and most of those who join him will be the women. The Prophet ﷺ said, verily, Medina is good. Its evil will be eliminated and its goodness will be obvious. So Medina will remain inhabited during the days of Dajjal and during the time of Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam until Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam dies and is buried therein. Then is when Dajjal, of course, after this, after Dajjal, after Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, after he dies, he is buried, then is when Madinatul Munawwara will also be destroyed. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we conclude with this one, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he said that I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, a rider will go around Medina and say, there used to be many Muslims here. So before the end of times, this man will appear, destroy the Ka'batullah al-Sharifa brick by brick. Stay tuned, inshallah. We will continue with more signs to come.